Yeah, this is something that's been brought up with me by parents of children going to schools where hedges are growing out over the roads and making it difficult. A lot of kids are trying to go to cycling to school now, and more kids are maybe walking than was. So this issue has become prominent to me at the minute. And in fairness to 90% of, 95% maybe of farmers around the country do cut their hedges. And it's that 5% that we want to try and bring on board and to get the hedges cut. But I know there's a process, but I feel that we need to become more proactive. And if hedges are not cut by a certain time, that the council should cut them and bill the farmers that are not abiding by the rules, because it's too late when we lose a life to go and get the hedges cut down. So that was why I brought this issue on board at the local area meeting there this week.
Now, we do know that obviously there's been a lot of growth because of an unseasonably mild autumn, but there is an onus on both landowners and, are you saying as well, on the local authority to take action here once and for all.
Yeah, there is, yeah. And that was something that I did mention, that we have had a very mild autumn up to now, and there's still a lot of growth. So we have to be mindful of that as well. But we just need to take action on it. And I just feel that it's for the safety of a lot of people are walking now as well, and we have a lot of cyclists on roads as well, and we've seen there in the last number of weeks where on a couple of instances where cyclists have been knocked down as well. And maybe a lot of times it could be a case where the hedges are grown out and the cyclists have to move out further on the road, which is not what the cyclists want to do either. So there's a lot of issues at stake here, and I'd just like to see it